5 seconds.
Instructor Stevie Robinson is leading her two boot camp students through a set of exercises. One involves crouching down with a weight ball and then jumping up to throw the ball at a target. The class is around 30 to 40 minutes long. At the beginning, the participants go around and recite one of the community rules.
My name is Kyle, and a community standard is to let the trainer know if you have any injuries so that they can adjust the workout accordingly.
That's Kyle Yoder, a 25-year-old Ohio native recovering from an addiction to heroin. He says traditional 12-step programs have never worked for him. He joined the Phoenix 2 months ago.
Just exercising is one of the biggest things for me to help me in my recovery, to make me feel better than I even did when I was sober before.
Yoder says he struggled with substance abuse for a few years now. He says he injured his back at the age of 19. He went to seek treatment from a doctor in Montana who overprescribed him opioid pain pills.
That really is what sparked the fire of my addiction.
His doctor at the time, Chris Christensen, was sentenced in February to 20 years in prison for various felonies, including 2 deaths caused by overdoses. Yoder says when no other doctors in Missoula County would accept him, he turned to heroin. He's now 8 months sober and studies at Montana State University Billings. Yoder says any city has its temptations, but he's tried to remove himself from an environment and group of people that might lead him back into addiction.
Billings is actually a lot easier to stay sober in than other places where there's areas that you know you can go to score drugs on the street. And my main problem is opioids, which in Billings is still a major problem, but the major problem here is meth, which never really attractive to me.
Yoder says he's found the community support of the Phoenix to be helpful. Instructor and programs coordinator Stevie Robinson says the community is a big draw. She explains, in addition to the physical outlet, the Phoenix can provide company and friendship.
There's a lot of times where I walk in here and my volunteers are here just talking, hanging out, eating candy. And that's amazing. And they all met here.
Robinson, who is 4 years in recovery, says part of what she loved about drinking was the community. She says she was lonely when she left that behind to get sober, and she clung to fitness.
The quality of my sobriety really took off once I started coming to the Phoenix and working for them.
Robinson is currently the only employee in Billings, but hopes the Phoenix will expand to 2 instructors in the near future. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.